Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. It was a very good New York primary for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. He now gets scores of convention delegates. Not such a good night for Ted Cruz.
Perhaps Ted Cruz never figured his comments about New York values and the negative connotation he wants for them would be so well repeated by Donald Trump. The Empire State often has its primaries too late to matter. And so Cruz had long moved on to upcoming states, launching an effort to at a rebound in Philadelphia.
Join me now on this journey of less talk and more action, real solutions.
But the New York loss, coming in third, too, has put a hurt on Cruz, mathematically, especially since John Kasich remains in the contest. Bob Costantini at Trump Tower, New York.
And if the New York vote went well for native son Donald Trump, it also went well for adopted daughter Hillary Clinton.
In a ballroom at the New York Sheraton, where many victories have been celebrated over the years, Hillary Clinton was greeted by a roaring crowd of supporters.
New Yorkers, you've always had my back. Always tried to have yours.
She said they started this campaign not far from here at a park and memorial dedicated to Franklin Roosevelt, and she pledged then to continue the tradition of progressive politics.
Today, you proved once again there's no place like home.
Steve Kastenbaum at Hillary Clinton's election night headquarters in New York.
In Maryland, the race to fill Barbara Mikulski's Senate seat is still up in the air with less than a week to go before the Democratic primary.
A new public policy polling survey finds 25% of Maryland voters still don't know who they want to be the next U.S. Senator. But for those who have decided, Democrat Chris Van Hollen has a 9-point lead over fellow Democrat Donna Edwards. Poll director Tom Jensen says Van Hollen leads among white voters and with women and has a 28-point lead over the Republicans.
Looks like the state will be ready to replace Barbara Mikulski with another Democrat.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now that their merger with Exelon is official, Pepco is asking for a rate increase in Maryland.
It'd be a 10% across-the-board jump, adding $15 to the average monthly bill.
Was not a surprise.
Anya Schulman with the Community Power Network says Exelon needed to recoup their money somehow.
Exelon had to borrow $6 billion with a B dollars to complete the merger.
But she says what really matters is the longer term. She expects more of the same.
Slowly you're going to see them consolidating personnel, consolidating functions. People are going to lose jobs.
Pepco didn't get back to us for a comment. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. license plates may soon get a new word.
Our license plates just say taxation without representation, and that's just more a statement of the status quo and what we have. I'd rather it be more action-oriented and say, let's end taxation without representation.
D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen has now introduced a bill that would make the new license plate wording the law. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's plan to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour also includes a wage hike for workers who rely on tips to $7.50 an hour. A spokesman for the mayor says the provision would strike a balance between protecting workers and preserving the tips system. Criminal charges are expected to be brought today in connection with the Flint, Michigan water crisis. The Michigan Attorney General is reportedly going to go after two state regulators and a Flint city employee. And Mitsubishi Motors Corporation is apologizing, saying it has found evidence that its employees intentionally falsified fuel mileage test data for several in models of vehicles. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,054, the Nasdaq at 4940. Sports, 4 Nationals, homers in one inning. A new team record as the Nets crush Miami. The Jays beat the Orioles. It's game 4 of the Caps Flyer Series tonight in Philly. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL, honored with the 2016 Regional Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Radio Newscast, and proud to serve Virginia, Maryland, and the district. For breaking news and the inside story, depend on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. Mart. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heavy rush hour around the entire area. In fact, the Virginia Beltway through Annandale, now toward Tyson's and the Legion Bridge, most of the way linked up in delays. Heading on 50 inside the Beltway, Arlington Boulevard, west of Annandale Road, under police direction for a crash. Each way, slow. 66 coming out of Gainesville, heading up through to the Beltway. Greenway, Toll Road, slow. 28 down. Out of Sterling. Major problems in town. Overturned dump truck spilled the load of gravel it was hauling. Only the right lane slowly getting by. This is going to be on the outbound 11th Street Bridge, affecting the southeast-southwest freeway, which that links up to our 395 commute. So for 395, we're jammed coming out of Newington, and it is solid. Bumper to bumper over the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway to this dump truck. Watch for those feeder roads. I'm starting to see those delays really backing up, especially to get up onto the 14th Street Bridge. Silver Spring, southbound Colesville Road at University Boulevard before the Beltway. Just the left lane remains blocked at the scene of that crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a push of slightly cooler air, certainly not as mild as yesterday, with a little cloud around this morning. That'll quickly break. We're into clear sky as we go through mid-late morning and this afternoon, 73. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, a few clouds with sunshine with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Dumfries, 55 in Bethesda, 55 in Washington. David Gergen on how Donald Trump got his mojo back. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35, we'll be joined by the one, the only, Ed Henry of Fox News. I'm Brian Wilson, and he's the dancing queen. That's why I'm laughing, because you're dancing while I'm doing this.
I am.
Well, he's Larry O'Connor.
I'm getting my groove on, baby, because I'm excited about this next segment. All right. If you had to sum up the essence of Washington, D.C. in just one pithy phrase, even one word, if you had to come up with a slogan that best describes exactly what it's like to live here in the nation's capital, what would it be? 888-630-9625. We need a slogan for our town, America. 888-630-WMAL. We need a slogan because the current one is being eliminated. At least that's the proposition right now before the district council. You know, the license plate has had this slogan. Taxation without representation.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
For 16 years.
It's even on the president's limo.
It was when he did his little parade there. For 16 years now, it's been there. And it was originally intended to be some sort of in-your-face shaming protest, you know, to all the lawmakers who come to the district to represent their states or their congressional districts. They're supposed to be ashamed of the fact that while they're here in Washington, the people, the residents of this town, don't have the luxury of having a representative, a voting representative themselves here, because they live in the district. And it was supposed to, you know, make them so embarrassed that they would change that. Well, 16 years later, I love this part of Aaron Davis's Washington Post write-up. 16 years later, a large group of D.C. lawmakers on Tuesday said it's proven to be ineffective, this slogan. Oh, it took them 16 years to realize that it wasn't going to make a difference, right?
Yeah.
So now they're saying they need to change the slogan.
They might have figured that out before then.
You would think.
You think, yeah.
Now, according to District Council Member Charles Allen, this can be easily remedied. This will get their attention.
Our license plates just say taxation without representation, and that's just more a statement of the status quo and what we have. I'd rather it be more action-oriented and say, let's end taxation without representation.
There you go.
Add a verb.
See, because clearly people weren't getting it. See, you know, all these Congress critters who have come into town over the last 16 years, they were like, taxation without representation. Huh. Wonder what they mean by that.
Yeah.
But now if they say and, that's now we're talking turkey here, baby.
Because nothing solves a problem like this rather than like a media reboot.
All right. So I don't think this is the solution. I think we need to come up with stop making our license plate some sort of placard for a Bernie Sanders protest march, okay? Let's actually capture the essence of the nation's capital and what it's like to live here in the area. And really do it just like that's what they do in other states. You know, Florida, the Sunshine State. Fabulous, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know immediately what Florida's all about.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. So we want to hear from you, 888-63-WML. I like sort of flipping what we've got on its end a little. I like taxation without competent representation.
There you go.
Or even because you know, it gets a little wordy. How about this? How do you sum up D.C.? How about one word? Taxation.
Yeah, there you go.
Period.
Yeah. I've got a series, but one earlier we got a tweet from a guy who is pretty funny, and he had an idea that his name is at JV in DC. He says, DC, slightly safer than Chicago.
Take that to the bank.
I like that.
Right? I like that.
But, I love these slogans that have the heart in them, you know, like I heart New York.
Oh, yes.
Right. Well, so I think they get a whole series of things they could put on them. I heart speed cameras.
They do, too.
Right. They do. They love their speed cameras in the District of Columbia. And how about this? D.C., no parking, plenty of parking tickets.
That is very good.
So, you know, let's tap into the things that they do very well.
I also like, it used to be Capital City. I liked that. Washington, D.C., a capital city. You know, it sounds very Teddy Roosevelt, doesn't it? Oh, that's a capital idea. Bully for you. I like that. This is a capital city. Mm-hmm. How about this? Capital City, just don't take the metro.
Yeah.
It's a helpful hint,
right?
But also describes the town.
And you'll be helping people who come into town who don't know better.
All right. Well, you've heard our ideas. What about your ideas? How do we sum up our nation's capital in one pithy slogan that we will stamp on the license plate? If you were the king of the world, how about Russ in Centerville? You're first up on WMAL.
Hello, Russ.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
I actually have two on a national basis. The first one would be corruption, : it's a living.
Right. That does.
The second one would be for localized would be too liberal to manage our own budget.
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. Absolutely, Russ. All right, thanks for that. How about Michael and Burke? You're on WMAL. Michael, go.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning again. First one is illegal built, Chinese owned.
Illegally built, Chinese owned. Okay.
Yeah, and the second one that I had, actually I lost. Go on to the next caller. Thanks.
Oh, all right. Thanks, man. I hate bailed out.
I hate it when that happens.
That's all right. How about Garrett in Springfield? Garrett, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Garrett, good morning.
Hey. So, D.C.'s a really classy city. It could stand to win. So I think it should just be trumped, but in large brass letters. You maybe have to move the number to the bottom right-hand corner somewhere. Just get rid of the license plate numbers altogether. But just trumped.
Trumped. You know what? Don't give him any ideas. That could actually be on the horizon. Executive action, right? Not yet, Garrett. Not yet. Not until after November.
Yeah.
How about that could be huge, though. That really could be
huge.
Joe and Laurel, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. It's got to be really short, I think. It's just taxes and tickets.
Well, there you go.
Taxes and tickets.
What are they known for?
That's right.
That's right.
No cherry blossoms here. No. I like it. No half smokes, just taxes and tickets. That's the bottom line. Marty, have you noticed a trend here when we ask for this? Taxes end up being a big part of the essence of this town. Taxes. Marty in Damascus, you're on WMAL. Go.
Hey, Marty, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, with all the crime down there, there's a one-word slogan. It is duck.
Crime.
Welcome to the nation's capital.
Duck, hit the deck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you for that. How about Alan and Deal? You're on WMAL. We're taking your suggestions for D.C.'s new slogan for the license plate.
D.C., politicians check in and never check out.
Hey, amen to that. You know, I like that. That is a good political slogan.
Yeah.
That tells us exactly what we need to know, and that could be a push for a constitutional amendment on term limits.
There you go.
See, because, you know, taxation without representation has been so effective in amending the Constitution.
Right.
That I'm sure that will do it as well. All right. We will continue with your suggestions on this, as we cannot keep the lines
We've got really creative listeners.
We do.
And this is your chance to let us know, you know, what you think should be on the license plate.
This is your town. You know it better than anyone else.
Yeah.
888-630.
You live here, you drive here, you work here.
9625. What should the new slogan be? We're getting rid of taxation without representation. What should it be next? 888-630-WMAL. It is 8:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. See, that's what it should be. So, Washington, D.C. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5.
It's a little long.
It is a little bit.
That's what you were saying.
Jamie Whitten
sort of
is
like
in
the tease itself.
Indeed, carpet cleaning traffic center.
D.C. Oh, man, I like that too, Brian. D.C.
I'll hear about that later.
Oh, man, where dump trucks come to overturn. Now, we are really dealing with this huge problem. This dump truck was hauling a load of gravel, overturned on the outbound 11th Street Bridge, and only slowly creeping by is the right lane. We have a huge cleanup there. You're going to see a lot of crews. They're doing the best they can. They're trying to sweep some of this gravel out of the roadway to get a second lane open. But in the district, when we have such a big problem, guess what? It affects this trip out of Virginia, 395 out of Newington, and it is bumper to bumper across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway to this incident on the outbound 11th Street Bridge. So it all connects. Maybe that's going to be the new slogan. It all connects. Here we go around the Beltway through Tyson's bunched up, College Park, Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge. We're back near Route 5. Heading inside the Beltway, Virginia on 50 Arlington Boulevard, the crash west of Annandale Road. Only the shoulders had been getting by in each direction. Big delays there. Also, if you're taking the trip on Route 7 inside the Beltway, trying to go westbound past Marshall High School, that's been about a solid lineup through that stretch. 270, it's been about the delays. I don't have anything reported along the way. And on 29 Colesville Road, before the Beltway at Four Corners, it was just the left lane remaining blocked with the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today. We got some early clouds. They're going to burn off quickly. Then mostly sunny today. Pretty much totally sunny today. High of 73 degrees. Light 10-mile-per-hour breeze. It's just, this is the day, man. Tonight, clear skies, low of 48. And then tomorrow, we'll have a few afternoon clouds, but mostly sunny. High of 78 tomorrow. Right now, 54 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. District Council now contemplating taking taxation without representation off of the license plate because they find 16 years later that the slogan has proven ineffective. You know, by the way, that's a slogan right there, proven ineffective.
Proven ineffective.
D.C.
D.C.
Proven ineffective.
You know, I mentioned when last time we did this topic earlier in the show, I mentioned the fact that JFK had a very cute phrase about District of Columbia, which would perfectly fit on the license plate. He said that the D.C. was northern charm and southern efficiency.
Yes.
That would be perfect.
It is.
And it sort of describes, you know, what D.C. is.
I also like the geographic thing. How about this in terms of geography and also in terms of encapsulating where we are? How about D.C., south of Baltimore? And you can interpret that however you
That's
would
right.
like. We've got some Twitter responses. We've got Aram Justin Ocean here says, D.C., the original District 9. I like that. That's like a pop culture reference. How about Seds on Twitter says, no taxation without sufficient corruption. How about, our buddy Dan Joseph is tweeting at us. Says,
no, he's funny, yeah.
D.C., Super Bowl free since 1991. there's nothing funny
that's
about that.
Sports reference.
Sportswood says, D.C., come for the politics, stay for the graft. See, these are all good.
Oh, that one's really good. I love that one.
Linda in Manassas, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Linda.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda, you're line 5 right there on WMAL.
Hello?
Yes, go
ahead, Linda.
Yes, thanks for making me smile every morning.
Well, you're welcome.
My saying would be D.C., and you got to imagine the word can't in capital letters. D.C., you just can't beat the traffic.
Can't beat it. That's true. Literally, you have no way of beating it.
It's,
exactly.
It's a, thank you, right, a losing guys. Proposition.
We give you a fighting chance, though, with Jamie Whitten. All right, how about Jay in Alexandria? You're on WMAL, the new slogan for D.C.
Where the corrupt never die.
Where the corrupt never die. Okay, excellent. That sounded like something else for a second there. Mm. Where the corrupt never die. It's true. So true. How about, I like this one. Oh, Robin Virginia is thinking like on three different, this is like Spock playing the multi-dimensional chess.
This is a three bank shot.
Yes,
triple bank shot.
Rob, you're on WMAL.
Yes, in an ode to Marion Barry, D.C., the Constitution set me up.
I love that. That works on multiple levels.
Yeah, that's good.
And is actually historically accurate. Rob?
And of course, it's a tribute to Marion Barry, which you got to have when you're talking about the District of Columbia.
Well, that's inseparable. Thanks, Rob. Kathy in McLean. Kathy, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Kathy.
I'm still laughing from the last one. That was great. No, here's my pithy contribution, home of big government.
And you know what it is? It goes direct to it. It's not, you could see it on the sign as you're entering the city, you know. Thank you. And you know what? It's not necessarily derogatory. I mean, the Democrats love big government. They're going to say, you betcha. We're proud of that.
Right.
Home of big government. Thanks, Kathy. And some more Twitter responses. Gary W. Moore says, another good pop culture reference on this one. It's D.C., a hive of scum and taxes. Texas looming large in our things.
True.
And Chrome Dome on Twitter says, dazed and confused.
There you go.
Is a good one. You know, because pot is now.
Dazed and confused.
Yeah, like all that. Right. How about Matt in Alexandria? You're on WMAL. Go, Matt.
D.C., the city that Marion Barry smoked.
Where Marion Barry smoked. Thank you for that, Matt. Certainly did. How about Bob in Virginia? You're on WMAO. We're trying to sum up D.C. with its new slogan.
Yeah, what do you think, Bob?
How about this? Incompetence at its best.
Well, they do that well here. I mean,
you got to play to your strength, right? I mean, that's what you do when you want to promote a city. You gotta promote your strength. And what do they do better than any place else?
Yeah,
incompetence.
Listen, I think you've got a point there.
Don and Chantilly, you're up on WMA. Oh, Don and DC. Don Chantilly, go, Don.
Good morning. I have two, actually. The first is 70 square miles of territory surrounded by reality.
Okay. All right.
And the second is, it takes 435 idiots to raise a village. That's raise, R-A-Z.
Right. Yeah. Like raise, like demolish. I like it, although I don't know why you're leaving the Senate and the president off the hook. How about we make it 536 idiots?
Well, I think actually there are a lot more than that in town, but that's good.
True. And we're also leaving the lawyers and lobbyists out.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate it. How about, you know what? Stay on the line. We'll get more of your suggestions here. Heather Hunter is doing a yeoman's job of screening all these.
Everybody's got an idea.
As they plow in. And you can tweet to us as well, WMALDC, your ideas. It's now 8:22 on WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in just a couple minutes.
My name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. I don't know about you, but I sure prefer people knowing me by my name. And that's what John Marshall Bank customers are to us. Names, not numbers. True relationship banking. Visit johnmarshallbank.com and discover a better way to bank.
Spring is in the air, my friend. Summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. That's right. Did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? Renters Warehouse, D.C.'s expert in leasing and property management, is ready to help. Here's a great fact for you. Did you know the number of renters rose by 2 million last year? The demand for rentals is soaring, but to make rent-a-state really work for you, you need the experts at Renters Warehouse. These people, they exist for one reason. It's the only reason their business is there, to make renting your home as easy as possible. And by the way, if you're already a landlord and you're having some headaches and some problems, why don't you free up your life and hand over the keys to Renters Warehouse? They're a property management pros. They can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average. And then they're going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. What are you waiting for? Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse at 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Call them now. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelli at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with sedation dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hey, so how about this weather? I mean, isn't it great? And you know what happens when you have springtime weather? You got to do that spring cleaning. Have you been doing that? You know, I've been doing some spring cleaning at my house, and that includes, you know, cleaning windows. And if you don't have windows that open from the inside, then you've got to get on a ladder, and that's dangerous. And what are you doing climbing the ladder at your age? I mean, really, it's just a recipe for disaster. How about a window you can open and clean both sides quick and easy from the inside of your house? And I'm talking, of course, about the amazing windows from the Thompson Creek Window Company. Call them right now at 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek, you see, designs, builds, and installs their own super energy-efficient windows. They're going to save you money on your heating and cooling bills. They're also easy to clean. That's right. It's just zips up and boy, you're done. You don't even have to get on a ladder. You don't have to go outside. You do it all from the inside. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. You get details about their buy three, get one free offer. That's right. Buy three windows, get one free, and free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Here's the number, 855-57-CREEK. Learn more at thompsoncreek.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 95, southbound delays before the ICC to merge onto each direction of the Capitol Beltway. Also, 29, you might not expect this, delays are back near the ICC this morning, and it is a tough go through White Oak and down to Four Corners. What remains of the crash, southbound 29 before the Beltway. I see two police cars still blocking the left lane. That looks like three right lanes get by right at that intersection, but a tough go at it. Watch some of that bailout traffic, too. New Hampshire Avenue through White Oak and trying to push down through to the Beltway, looking for an alternate. Getting in through town, DC 295 South. Delays off of both 50 and the BW Parkway now go the whole way to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. The dump truck set us up for the delays coming out of Virginia. Overturned dump trucks built the load of gravel it was hauling. Only one lane gets by on the outbound 11th Street Bridge. So what this connects to is the freeway coming off the northbound 395 over the 14th Street Bridge and delays out of Newington trying to push from 95 to 395. So it'll be a late rush hour for sure. Plan for extra time. Update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis and in minutes activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot. A clear sky after the clouds break this morning. Quickly into a north-northeasterly breeze at up to 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees at 8:27. Let's go lightning round here and crash these calls as quickly as we can. Yeah. Kelly and Catlett, you're first up on WMAL.
Hey, guys. The Constitution, what point at this does it make?
You're playing off the Hillary thing. What difference at this point does the Constitution make?
Absolutely.
What difference at this point does it make?
Thank you, Kelly. Good one. Rob in D.C., you're on WMAL. Go, Rob. Oh, sorry, that's line 9 there, Mike. And we're just going to go straight up from there, Mike. Go, Rob.
D.C., where are the British when you need them?
See, now, as bad things go, I don't think we need to get to the colonial
thing. We don't need to, like, burn the place down.
All right. No. Scott in Springfield, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Scott.
Scott? And Andy in Springfield. We'll finish with Andy. You're on WMAL, Andy.
My vote for D.C.'s new slogan is continuing criminal enterprise.
All right. We love them all. We'll make sure that the council hears all of your suggestions.
We'll send those right
over. And they'll ignore them immediately.
Yeah, of course.
It's 8:28 on WMAL.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Salt, sand, dirt, it gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fibers like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you need Hadid. Hadid is a name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including the rolling and relaying of rugs, moving furniture if necessary. Plus, now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Coming up, Ed Henry of Fox News to talk about yesterday's primary in New York.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Bayer Advanced. Donald Trump is celebrating a decisive win in New York's primary.
Trump is now closer to closing in on that magic number needed for the nomination. He swept the entire state last night and four of the five boroughs. The only place he lost, right here in Manhattan, where Kasich just edged him out.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's victory in New York virtually closes the door on Bernie Sanders.
The Democratic primary race in New York took a bit longer to call because some early exit polls showed a tight race. But as the results came in, it was clear that Hillary Clinton was going to coast to victory.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch, and victory is in sight.
Even though Clinton picked up another big win in a big state, Bernie Sanders made it clear to his supporters that he isn't going anywhere. I'm Ryan Nobles.
Maryland's largest teachers union doesn't think Donald Trump should be allowed to hold a rally tonight in a public high school gym on the Eastern Shore. Pepco has filed a request for a rate increase in Maryland. Anya Schulman with the Community Power Network says she's not surprised.
I expect that the request for a rate increase in D.C. will follow soon after.
Pepco says the Maryland rate increase request has nothing to do with its recent merger with Exelon. More rain is going to lead to more evacuations around the Houston area.
A river here in Parker County, southwest of Fort Worth, crested 6 feet above flood stage, with more rain expected this week. The Emergency Management Office says at least 60 homes have been damaged. The county issued a voluntary evacuation order, but a convoy of trucks from the National Guard made its way into a neighborhood along the river to check on homeowners who stayed behind. Alan Skaya, Parker County, Texas.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,054, the Nasdaq at 4940. Sports, the Nats homer their way to a win over the Marlins. The O's lose to Toronto, and the Caps have the chance to finish off the Flyers tonight in Game 4 in Philadelphia. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 wearily. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers. Bring it to your doctor. and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches, she'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, let's go on the Georgetown Pike past the Madeira School. Yes, it's slow most of the way before the Madeira School up through to the Beltway, but a better option than getting on Old Dominion Drive. Right now, they have it closed. Old Dominion Drive looks like each direction at Bellevue Road for the crash. So we're just coming at a standstill there, again, in that closure area. Georgetown Pike. Yes, I know it's only one lane getting through there, but at least it's moving. On Route 7, as you come past 193, we have the heavy volume this morning, taking you off and on up toward the toll road. Inbound toll road, once you get through Herndon and Reston, we're bunched up a bit past Route 7 and merging onto the inner loop of the Beltway, which is tied up toward the American Legion Bridge. On 50, Arlington Boulevard, inside the Beltway, each direction, just west of Annandale Road. Watch for police to get you by the scene of the crash. Heading into town, over the outbound 11th Street Bridge, overturned dump truck. That's our big story there this morning, with only the right lane getting by, and it has completely just put this rush hour to a halt coming out of Virginia off of 95, 395 and over the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, in good shape. Better dry week and getting abnormally dry out there. Lots of sunshine around. Do have a little overcast that should be around for the first part of the day, but I think that quickly burns off. We get into the sun and we stay in the sun as we get through the afternoon. 73. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, up to 78, a few clouds around with a mostly sunny sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Burke, 50 in Bowie, 55 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. There's no place like home.
We don't have much of a race anymore.
People in state after state cry out for a new path.
We believe we have a path for victory.
We're going to go back to the old way. It's called you vote and you win.
I am really concerned. 3 million New Yorkers were unable to vote.
Some politicians say that America's losing on everything. What, are you kidding me?
It's about lifting each other up, not tearing each other down.
All right, so that was what was going on last night as voters went to the polls. You know, really a huge win for the people who were expected to win. I mean, the polls on this one pretty much had it right. Donald Trump won by 35 points over number two, surprisingly, Kasich. And number three was Cruz. Mm-hmm. Kasich, by the way, won in Manhattan by only 70 votes, but he won in Manhattan. Isn't that interesting? That,
considering every third building is named after Trump.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right there in the heart of Manhattan, it was Kasich country. Who would have seen that coming?
Well,
maybe.
You know, a Republican in New York is a pretty liberal Republican, let's face it. You know what I mean?
Right. And so So we have that situation. And then on the other side of the equation, Hillary won by about 16 points over Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders says he's going to continue to fight on.
Yeah, absolutely. And why not? He's got the money. And, you know, is it that surprising that the New Yorkers won in New York?
No, not really. But to give us some more analysis of this is Fox News Channel chief White House correspondent. And he's out there covering, campaign 2016. Ed Henry, good morning,
Ed. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. We were just talking a moment ago while you were getting on the line there that I was sort of surprised to hear that Kasich won Manhattan, which was, let's not take away from the drubbing that Donald Trump gave all the other candidates. Sure. But in that one little area, I was surprised that Kasich prevailed.
Well, you might have some of the more establishment Republicans, obviously, with some money in Manhattan who, want to stop Trump, frankly, and feel like they've got to try to take the party back. And I think Donald Trump sent a message to them that maybe he's taking control of the GOP.
Well,
and he is the man in charge. And you're right. It's not surprising that he won big in New York, but there were, there had been some talk that, well, maybe he'll be held down. He won't get as much of a margin of victory. At this point, they're still counting, but it sounds to me like he's going to get at least 90 of 95 delegates.
Wow.
As you say, that's a drubbing.
Yeah.
It really is. But can I ask you about the Democrats for a minute? Because it was an interesting night, Ed. And by the way, all your coverage, Ed, from New York over the last, you've been up there 2 weeks now, I think.
Yeah, almost 3 weeks.
It's been
fantastic.
Appreciate
that. I just wish I could say that your wardrobe was as good as my coverage.
You know what? I start out really nice.
He immediately turned on
you. I am the victim here.
That was mean. I'm sorry.
No.
And he's our guest.
No. It will come back in spades, Ed.
I know it will.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry, Scoop. Listen, it was an interesting night as the returns were coming in for the Democrats because the exit polls showed a very tight race.
Yeah, you're right.
But then
the exit poll suggested that it might be a 4-point margin, which frankly, both sides had been saying their internal polling suggested that maybe it was a tighter race. It was in the single digits. But, everybody going back to 2012, pundits of all stripes had suggested that the polling was way off and that in the cell phone era, the pollsters are not figuring it out. Mm. Well, in a lot of states so far, it's been pretty dead on. Not perfect, but pretty dead on. And remember, not to toot Fox's horn, but let me do it. A week or so ago, we had a poll that said that Hillary Clinton was up 16 points in New York. There'll be some final counting and recounting, but it sounds to me like it's a 16-point margin.
Well, but there were a lot of voter irregularities.
Sure.
Maybe that accounts for some of it. Even de Blasio said, we got a problem here in Brooklyn, about 100,000 people.
Yeah, who were, cut off the rolls. And I think you're right. I think Bernie Sanders mentioned that last night when he got back home to Vermont, and I'll come back to why he's in Vermont in a moment, because I think that's important, but I think that he was saying, look, all these folks couldn't come out to vote. Everybody should be able to vote, Democrat, Republican, white, black, and so I think those problems obviously need to be investigated. But on the other hand, remember, Hillary Clinton, in one poll I saw a couple weeks ago, gave her 30-35-point margin, an edge with African-American voters here in the state of New York. And de Blasio and others are saying that maybe African-Americans were the bulk of the folks who were cut off the rolls in Brooklyn. If that's the case, my point being maybe Hillary Clinton would have had even more votes. We just simply don't know right now. But I think Bernie Sanders going home to Burlington last night, they're downplaying it. They're saying, well, he hasn't had a day off in a couple weeks, and that's true. Everyone's been running hard. But I think going home, sleeping in your own bed, maybe rethinking where things are, look, the Clinton camp told me, and here's a little inside dope, that they ran the numbers, and Bernie Sanders had to win New York by 13 points or more in order to have any shot at winning the big picture mathematically.
Right.
He not only does not win by 13, he loses by 15 or 16.
So
he's underwater right now.
So do you think that he will make that decision, that he's going to...
No, I think he's going to stay through the convention like he's saying.
Yeah.
I think the question is, does he run through the convention in California on June 7th before we get to the convention in July and continue the movement? Yes, I think so. But does he change his tone a little bit between now and then? I also think yes, probably. I mean, these two candidates going back to that brawl in Brooklyn last week don't like much like each other. But we've seen this before on both sides. People say, oh, they'll never come together. And then they do. Bernie Sanders... Yeah. He's going to hear from party leaders. Look, if you want your legacy to be good, you don't want to go down looking really negative.
Yeah. All right. We're going to leave it there. Ed Henry from Fox News. Always a pleasure.
I appreciate it. Sorry, Larry.
No, you're not.
it's not over.
Thanks, Ed.
It's 844.
It's on.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic2016.com. That's diabetic2016.com now.
8:45, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry Steele, one of the big stories this morning, the overturned dump truck hauling that load of gravel that spilled on the outbound 11th Street Bridge, only the far right lane slowly getting by. And I mean slowly. We are absolutely crawling here coming out of Virginia off of both 95, 395 and over the 14th Street Bridge to join on through to the freeway. Now, elsewhere, the Beltway, it's been a pretty tough go through Tyson toward the American Legion Bridge, getting to the Beltway on the toll road through Annandale, heavy on the brakes. Maryland, for sure, we have our share of delays through College Park, Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge as well. Now, let's get you on to Old Dominion Drive. We're still dealing with police activity from the crash. They're trying to direct you around, but last check, they were still stopped at Old Dominion Drive and Bellevue Road. To parallel that would be the Georgetown Pike, and that's quite slow before the Madeira School, most of the way up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got a push of slightly cooler air, certainly not as mild as yesterday, with a little cloud around this morning. That'll quickly break. We're into clear sky as we go through mid-late morning and this afternoon, 73. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, a few clouds with sunshine with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:46 on WMAL. It's almost like every day we have a story about the transgender issue. Of course, North Carolina in the news so much because all of these bands and concerts and artists and businesses banning travel to the state because they passed a law that simply says if you were born a man and you're still a man physically, you need to go to the men's room and vice versa for women.
Right.
Well, you know, Virginia, Fairfax County had an issue in Virginia with the bathrooms where, you know, transgendered students wanted to use the bathrooms.
Right.
And again, Virginia High School down in Richmond said no. In Richmond, they said, we're not going to do what Fairfax did. You're going to have to use the boys' room if you're a boy and a girl's room for a girl. Where this transgender teen was born a girl. She now identifies as a boy. This is the student's mother.
He was born a girl, but always knew he wanted to be a boy.
At first, my ex-husband and I thought maybe it was a phase, but I told him I'm going to accept him no matter what, because he is my child.
Well, this the parents sued and took this all the way up to the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals,
right,
which, of course, also covers North Carolina, not just Virginia.
Right.
And they won. This rule by the county school board down there in Gloucester County ruled they were overturned 2-1 by this Court of Appeals, which suggests, and they were citing Title IX, of course,
Title IX,
the Department of Education, that suggests that there's no discrimination against men and women. Of course, this isn't discrimination against a woman. The woman can use the woman's room, just like all other women. But listen,
if you said she couldn't go to the bathroom, that would be discrimination.
I suppose so. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. This suggests, of course, many analysts are saying that if the North Carolina does get appealed up to at least the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court, it will probably be overruled. But, of course, all we need is another decision elsewhere in the country to conflict with that, and it goes to the Supreme Court. So, listen, our country has been fundamentally changed in the last 7 years.
It really has.
People now don't know what bathroom to go to. Thank you so much. But listen, as we are looking at November, do you have something specific on this that you want to jump in on? because
I'm fine with it.
I'd love to make a broader point.
Okay. I always like the broader point.
Well, there's a lot of people who are concerned about, you know, Donald Trump not being a real Republican and Ted Cruz being too conservative and, you know, all of these issues that you may be having within the Republican Party about who the nominee is.
We're very divided.
Need John Kasich because he's the only one that can win and all those things. Can I just please go back to my original thesis, which is I will support the Republican nominee against Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, and this is a perfect example, because presidents matter, because they appoint judges, and we have the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia deciding that no, it's unconstitutional to tell a teenage girl that she must use the girls' room in a high school. If that doesn't wake you up and tell you that Supreme Court and other court nominations are the most important issue right now when it comes to who's president, I don't know what else to tell you.
There are these differences in the Republican Party.
Of course
but
there are.
The differences between what Republicans stand for, what Democrats stand for, like night and day.
It's 8:49.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
All right, my friend Larry Spoth over at Retirement Protection Solutions has a question for you, and it's a great question. Can you afford to retire? You know, and you may say, well, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm doing the right thing. I mean, I've got all these investments, but are you really ready? You know, here's a way you can find out. Because Larry has set up this special website. It's called TestYourInvestment.com. It's so simple. You go there, testyourinvestment.com. You plug in some numbers, and it will instantly tell you whether or not you have a strategy that is going to work. And guess what? If it doesn't work, you can just pick up the phone and call Larry Spoth, and he'll come up with a plan that does work, that generates income during your retirement. 800-611-1952. The number again, 800-611-1952. Put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Fasting has been performed by communities and cultures for thousands of years, and scientists have been curious about the advantages for almost as long. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A team of researchers at USC is working to reduce calorie count as low as it can go. What they have found is that as cells die in these situations and the body goes into standby, your stem cells switch on. Those stem cells can then regenerate lost cells and organ mass, leaving you more rejuvenated than before. People consumed approximately 1,000 calories on day one and 725 calories for the remaining 4 days. After 3 months, participants saw a reduction in body weight, no surprise, but they also saw a drop in certain risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And more work needs to be done to fine-tune the diet before it can potentially be made available to the public. But fewer calories? They're not such a bad idea for most of us right now. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
I want you to get out of the gutter. I mean, I'm not talking about your mind. I assume your mind is not in the gutter. But I want your hand out of the gutter. You know why? Have you looked what's in that gutter? It's nasty. It's ugly, right? And you know what? Here's the other thing. When it comes to taking that stuff out of your gutters, all that stuff that collects in there, it's a dangerous job, right? You don't want to be up on the ladder doing that. I mean, you're just going to hurt yourself, aren't you? Well, that's why you need the Leaf Guard system. It's a clog-free, one-piece aluminum gutter system that lets the water in, and it really does keep the leaves and the debris on the outside. outside. It's a great looking system. It comes with a lifetime no clog warranty. You know, if it ever was to clog, which it won't, I promise it won't, but if it were, you just pick up the phone, you call LeafGuard, they come out, they take care of it. You don't have to climb up on that ladder. You don't have to put your life and limb at risk. The warranty is backed by Belden Home Solutions, and they've been around for 70 years. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They're the only one-piece clog-free gutter system to carry the good housekeeping seal of approval with a two-year money-back guarantee. And this month, get up to $500 from LeafGuard for your old, ugly gutters. Yeah, they'll even haul them off for you. Special financing available for your complimentary gutter inspection and estimate, 703-822-5533. 703-822-5533. Find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out, and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Look Home Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more. Pay less.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, in the Maryland, at least some good news on 29 Colesville Road in Four Corners. Everything gone from the earlier accident. Delays still pretty intense, but they're south of the ICC now. Jammed, though, through White Oak down past the Trader Joe's. Watch for some of that bailout traffic on southbound New Hampshire Avenue trying to get down to the Beltway. Also affected from that earlier crash, each direction of University Boulevard getting into Four Corners. Big time delays on the outbound 11th Street Bridge. We have the overturned dump truck hauling that load of gravel. Absolutely jammed as expected. 95 out of Newington, solid lineup on 395. And then all those feeder roads trying to join up onto 395, up onto the 14th Street Bridge. Let's go into Fairfax. Old Dominion Drive closed at Bellevue Road. Looks like serious crash there. Police are still working with. If you're coming eastbound, they're diverting you off onto Tolston Road. You can take that east over to the Georgetown Pike or also head over toward Route 7, but along the way to Route 7 for the crash. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of clear sky after the clouds break this morning. Quickly into a north-northeasterly breeze at up to 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 56 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:57.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
The Boys of Summer. What do you mean that title's already been taken?
Here's the pitch for the stand-up guys from Dave Snell of Snell Heating and Air.
After a long winter off, the big league baseball players gear up with spring training. But my stand-up guys, they've been training up for warm weather action practically all winter. They've been hunkered down over books and diagrams and getting their hands dirty, learning about the latest technology. My stand-up guys work harder during the winter so they can work smarter out in the field. And right about now, they're anxious to put all that training to good use. So why not get a jump on warm weather and book an AC tune-up now? You don't want to wait and call us on that first hot day when everyone and their brother has their system breakdown, because then my Boys of Summer, they're real popular.
Call 703-450-6300 and save $1,700 on Lennox Home Comfort Systems online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvay, a psychiatrist with TMS Neuro Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. If your current treatment is not enough, you are not alone. With TMS and FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is changing lives in our many locations. Find out more at our free open house in Tyson's Corner on April 28th at 6 p.m. Visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com.
Attention, if you or a loved one suffer from type 2 diabetes, Integrated Health Center of Maryland has a program that can help you reduce or eliminate your needs for diabetic medications and even reverse your type 2 diabetes. Call today at 301-327-2722 to get your spot at the free information dinner. Seating is limited. Call today, 301-327-2722. That's 301-327-2722. Integrated Health Center of Maryland, the experts in functional care for those with type 2 diabetes.
Well, coming up tomorrow, Ambassador John Bolton, Ken Cuccinelli, Jake Tapper will join.
Coming up next, Chris Plant.
Bodie McBoatface, and then Captain McCaptain.